Hi, this is Pastor Daniel Bracken. You're listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. I hope the word encourages you and you get a touch from God that brings transformation and equips you to experience life with people, power, and purpose. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the word.
Well, I want you to turn with me tonight to Exodus 27. Tonight's sermon is flaming hot. Everyone say flaming hot. In Exodus 27:20, it says this: command the people of Israel to bring you pure oil of pressed olives for the light, to keep the lamps burning continually. Say burning continually. Now I want you to turn with me to Leviticus 6, starting with verse 12. I'm going to read it with me. Meanwhile, the fire on the altar must be kept burning. It must never go out. Oh, where's my notes? Are they there? Come on, read it with me, young people. Here we go. Each morning, the priest will add fresh wood to the fire and arrange the burnt offering on it. He will then burn the fat of the peace offerings on it. Remember, read this part. The fire must be kept burning on the altar at all times. It must never go out. What? It must.
Never.
One more time.
It must never go out.
Look at your neighbor and tell him. Come on, lift your hands. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you're already here, that you're already moving. But we pray, Lord God, a move of your Spirit to flow, oh God, the fire of God that is burning in the hearts of the young people and in the adults. God, that we want to be flaming hot for you. We don't want to burn out. Lord God, we want to continue to see this go beyond tonight, God, into tomorrow and for the rest of our lives. So we thank you for an anointing to come upon me as I minister your word. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. You know, I've been in ministry for over 20 years. I know, right? I don't look it, right? Right? No, I just joking. Okay. I've been in ministry for over 20 years, and this is a pattern that I've seen. I've seen people get on fire for God, crazy excited, passionate. God touches them, God heals them, God delivers them. They're ready to go and change the world. And then a week happens and things come up, disappointments, distractions, the devil, right? We talked about all these things and the fire begins to dwindle and the fire that was burning so bright becomes an ember. And then pretty soon that ember becomes a piece of coal and there's no fire. And I said, God, I don't want these young people just to have an experience, just to have 4 days of the move of God. I want them to be flaming hot for you for the rest of their life. Adults in the same way, those that are here, whether you're on fire or you're not, at one point you might have been on fire for God. But tonight, God wants you to be flaming hot for him. Just like it said on the altar and the lampstand, it says, keep it continuing. Continually burning. Don't ever let it go out. So how do we keep lit for God? How do we keep the fire burning? How do we stay flaming hot for God? My heart is not only to set you ablaze, but to give you practical and powerful tools that will help you get beyond this moment right now. Tonight, you're going home. Some of you, I don't know what kind of homes you're going to. I don't know what kind of circumstance you're going back to. But I want to make sure that you're prepared and equipped, that no matter what the devil tries to bring your way, that you are going to stay flaming hot for God. Amen? Amen. So the first one is that you have to fuel the fire daily. Say that with me. Fuel the fire daily. Dr. Morocco and Pastor Colleen have a beautiful home up in the mountains in Maui called Olinda. And they have this beautiful big fireplace. And I love when Josh's grandpa was alive, he actually died at 100 years old. But every time we would go up to Olinda, it's freezing up there. Well, freezing for us, not freezing for you. You're like, it's summer up there. Yay. But we were cold. And so grandpa every morning would get up and he would get the kindling and he would get the wood and he would get everything together and light it and the chemical reaction. But the reality is that you've got to keep it burning continually. Meaning that he had to keep going back to it. He had to keep putting more wood on it. That's the reality here, young people. You can't just expect what God did this week to last you forever. Just like there was fresh manna from heaven every day, God says, I want to give you fresh fire, fresh manna every day. And you know, I'm going to use my daughter. I'm sorry, Haven. I'm going to put you out there. And I just got to give a shout out. It's my daughter's birthday, Haley, tomorrow. Happy birthday, Haley. I love you. She's the best. She's the best. But what does it mean to fuel the fire daily? Well, you know, my daughter, Haven, there was a season where as she was growing up, I saw a complete shift in her, relationship with God. You know, she grew up in the church, but my prayer has always been, Lord, I don't want them to have a relationship with God that's hanging on my relationship with God. I want them to have their own personal relationship with God. And one thing that I noticed that she started doing was waking up and having a consistent daily devo time with the Lord. She would get her Bible out. She would get her devotional out. And, you know, I know she'll be okay with me sharing this, but there were seasons where she struggled with anxiety. She struggled with fear. She struggled with her emotions. And she was so desperate that she knew that only God could help her. And when she started doing that, the fire of God started burning in her life. It wasn't no experience. She didn't get fell out on the power of God. She didn't have anybody lay hands on her. She cultivated the fire in her own life. Everybody say her own life. So I want to give you this. You've got to take responsibility for your own fire. You write that down. I've got to take responsibility for my own fire, not your pastors, not your parents, but you've got to say, I'm going to take responsibility to feed the fire daily. Common habits will produce uncommon results. It's not sexy and it's not glamorous, but the uncommon things you do every day, like getting into your word, like praying, like being in church, those daily things will make a difference in your life. How many of you want uncommon results? Well, sometimes you gotta do the common things to get the uncommon results. Think about Michael Jordan. He's one of the greatest basketball players of all times, but how did he start? Daily shooting thousands and thousands and thousands of basketballs in his backyard, and that is what got him to be so uncommon and so extraordinary. If you're gonna be extraordinary for God, you've gotta start with the little things. You gotta start with the things that no one sees and you don't get all excited about, right? Are you guys with me? I know you're tired, young people. Don't leave me hanging on the last night here. Come on, young people, are you with me? Come on, adults, are you with me? See, little choices will compound into big results. And I wanna challenge you tonight to do 5-5-5. Everyone say 5-5-5. It's a 5-5-5 challenge that I'm just gonna start small. And many of you can go way beyond this, but if you can start somewhere, it's gonna make a difference in your life. 5 minutes to listen. Sit before the Lord. Turn off the distractions. Put your phone away. Put your technology in the other room. Get your Bible. Get your notepad. Start there. 5 minutes in the Word. Read the Psalms. Read the New Testament. 5 minutes only. How many of you can do 5 minutes? And some of you might be like, I don't read well. Well, you can listen to the Word. You can listen to the Word. And then 5 minutes to pray. Pray to God about your needs. Thank God. Worship Him. Just begin to set a time. How many of you can say, I'm going to do the 5-5-5 challenge? Come on, lift your hands with a 5 right here. 5-5-5. If you can do it. Young people, I'm telling you, tomorrow, I was going to say, get your phones out, but you can put it in your phone, a reminder for 5-5-5. Set a time and do it every single day. That's what I do in my phone. It says, get up and pray and read your word, because so many things will come and distract you, but set a challenge. And see, consistency is what transforms average into extraordinary. And you know what? Passion is not what you feel. Passion is a choice. People ask me, Pastor Shannon, how are you so passionate? It's a choice. It's a choice to be passionate. It's a choice to get up every day with a smile on my face. It's a choice to say, I'm gonna serve God over my circumstance. Young people, if you wanna keep this passion burning, it's a choice. It's not your circumstance. It's not what's going on around you. It's what's going on inside of you. Passion is not what's going on around you. It's what's going on the inside of you. But the second thing is, stay close to the fire. Everyone say, stay close to the fire. I love the story of the Israelites, and I just wish I could see a picture, and I actually have a picture that could maybe be what it looked like, but At night, they would follow the pillar of fire. Stay close to the fire. If you don't stay close to the fire, guess what? You're going to be in the dark. You're not going to know where to go. But when you follow the fire of God, when you stay close to God, when you stay close to His Spirit, He will lead you. Some of you wonder, why am I not being led by God? Are you close to the fire? Are you close to His fire? Are you close to His presence? But also, I want to encourage you, staying close to the fire means who's your relationships. Your community is so key. I said it the other day, show me your friends and I will show you your future. The Bible said bad company corrupts good morals. Everything that has happened to you this week can be stripped away by the people that you surround yourself with. Haven and I were talking the other day. It was that season where she began to get into the Word and begin to stir herself up. But then I saw another shift, another level in her when her and her friend Tori became best friends. They challenged each other. They started both preaching in youth. They started both being in worship. They both started sharing the revelations that God gave them. They sharpened each other. Who's going to sharpen you? Who is the friend that is going to keep the fire burning, that's going to pull you higher, not pull you lower? So stay close to the fire. In Hebrews 10, it says, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another all the more as we see the day approaching. Get yourself in church. Do not miss it. Get here, even when you don't feel like it, even when you don't want to wake up, you get here. You get around the fire. Stay close to the fire. But the third thing is fan the flame. Fan the flame. And the very scripture of this conference, everybody look at your shirt, look at somebody's shirt. Everybody is wearing their Ember shirt. This is the conference scripture. And let's read it together in 2 Timothy 1:6, because this is key. This is where it changed in me. And I'll share with you in just a second. It says, that is why I would remind you to stir up, rekindle the embers of, fan the flame of, and keep burning the gracious gift of God, the inner fire that is in you by the means of laying on of hands with those of the elders at your ordination. This is young Timothy that was put in a ministry spot that was way too big for his britches. Way too big for him. And yet Paul is encouraging him, Timothy, fan into flame. Come on, that oxygen, guess what? Fire needs oxygen to grow. That's why if you kind of go like this, it starts growing. Fan into flame the gift of God on the inside of you. I will tell you for my life where it changed. I shared the other night that in 1995, I got wrecked, blasted. They were there. We were all on the floor for hours. I mean, visitation, encounters, fire. I mean, everything you can imagine. It still burns in me today. That's how intense it was. But life goes on. Those 2 weeks that we were there, it marked us. But life goes on. And like I told you the other night, I was like, receive, receive, receive. I want more. I want more. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. Where it changed is when I went to college. And Pastor Josh and I and Dr. Janelle, we were all at Evangel University. And there was this opportunity to start a young adult ministry. We said yes to starting this ministry and had no idea what we were doing. But we were passionate and we were hungry and we wanted to see a generation saved. So we started a ministry on Friday nights called Underground. Pastor Josh got all his football players. Oh my gosh, it was like the most good-looking band you could ever imagine. All football players, saxophone player, a piano player, a drummer, a violinist, all football players. I was like, but good thing I was with you, Pastor Josh. I wasn't looking at any of those other guys, I promise. No, I'm just joking. But he would start preaching, and then we would start ministering. This is even before we were married. And then he would do an altar call. And I would be like, oh my gosh, what am I supposed to do here? What am I supposed to do here? And he's like, go pray for people. And I would start praying for people, and God began to start showing me things. And I just said, I see this like boat on the water. And Lord bless her, you know? And then after that, it was like, she was like, oh God, oh God. I was like, oh my gosh, what did I say? What did I do? And she's like, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I was feeling, or whatever you said was right, what God was telling me. And I was like, oh my gosh, God is using me. There was gifts inside of me. And so what I want to challenge you with is, what are you going to do about it? If you don't use it, you're gonna lose it. God has given each and every one of you a gift. The other night I told you, you are not too young. You can start preaching. You can start leading a ministry, leading a life group. You're creative, a dance team, whatever it is. I got Pastor Jaira leading a breakdancing ministry because there was a whole bunch of punk kids that kept coming to our youth group that were breakdancers. I said, Pastor Jaira, you can dance, go lead them. And they became some of our greatest leaders on fire for Jesus. Use it. Fan the flame. What will keep your fire burning is not being stagnant, but being like a river and pouring out. And as you pour out, God will pour back in. As you pour out, God will pour back in. Everybody say amen. And this is one of my favorite scriptures, Romans 12, 11. It says, be enthusiastic. TPT, I just like the verbiage, okay? Be enthusiastic to serve the Lord. Keep your passion toward him boiling hot. Radiate with the glow of the Holy Spirit and let him fill you with excitement as you serve him. I think I have a that this works. Because like I said, I've been in 20 years of full-time ministry and I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. You have no idea the backstabbing that I've had to go through. You have no idea the brokenness, no idea the moments where we felt like we were going through valleys and it was dark. But I said, God, it's unto the one and for the one. I do everything unto the Lord and not for men. When I serve God, whether it's cleaning a toilet or picking up a piece of trash on the ground, whatever it is, I do it. And I want to be boiling hot when I do it. Some of us serve grudgingly. Some of us serve like, oh, I got to. No, we get to. We get to do this. We get to be a part of the kingdom of God. We get to be a part of the revival that God is bringing to this state. Amen? Come on, are you guys with me? I'm almost done. Come on, Jesus. How many of you are getting something? Amen. Come on. So what's the first thing? We have got to fuel the fire daily. Daily choices. You've got to take responsibility for your own fire. Number two, you got to stay close to the fire. Stay close to the Holy Spirit. Stay close to this church and stay close to right relationships. Number three, you've got to fan the flame of the gift of God that is inside of you. You've had hands laid on you. Now go do something about it. Now stand up and go pray for someone else. Don't just sit on it. Don't just get stagnant, but use the gift, because the more you use it, the more God will pour out upon you. But the next thing is, pass on the fire. Danny told me earlier that you guys did a little Olympic theme with the games. And I have a picture up there, is a picture of the passing of the torch at the Olympics. And this is so significant because you are not giving up your fire to pass the fire. And as a matter of fact, I need Haven, Haley, and Daniel, I need your help. Can you guys hold these? Pastor Josh, you can be my assistant too. Here we go. No wax on the carpet, okay? We made precautions. Look at me. I'm thinking all about those kind of things. Okay, everybody clap. Everybody clap. Hallelujah. Okay. Pastor Josh, come. Pass on the flame. You, each of you, have had a flame lit in your life this week. But are you going to just let it be? So burn light havens. There we go. Oh, come on, honey. You're ruining the effect. No, I just took it. So here's Haven. She's gotten fired up. The light, the embers began to spark this week. God began to do something in her heart, and then she's just going to go home. She's going to say, yay, I love it. Lord Jesus, I love you. You love me. You healed me. You did all these things and wonderful things for me, right? But that wax is going to just keep going down and down and down. But see, what I believe that as a generation, and this goes for all of us in the room, is that there is a dying and hurting world out there that is lost, that is looking for the truth, that's looking for the fire of God to refine and burn, and the love of God, the burning love of God that we talked about yesterday. And so you've got to pass it on. But watch this. Does Havens go out when she passes it on to Daniel? You don't lose your fire when you pass the fire. And Daniel, you're going to pass the fire to Haley. Now imagine all of you passing it on to at least one person. What would that be? That would double your youth ministry in a matter of seconds. If you just passed it on, you don't need to keep it inside. We keep this hidden. We don't want this to be a secret. We want to go public with Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the power of God moving in your life. And you know where you start with that is your testimony. How many of you young people have a testimony from this week? God did something. Just raise your hand. God did something. You guys can blow it out because I don't want, there we go. But don't blow it out, okay? Raise your hand again. You have a testimony. Man of God, come here. I'm going to put you on the spot. I've seen the fire of God burning. Careful. I've seen the fire of God burning in your life this week. What is something that God has done in your heart, in your life this week?
A lot of my friends and, you know, just people I grew up with, they're not really in a, you know, they don't believe in God. They're not really, you know, they never grew up in a church. I never really grew up in a church, but just over these past couple of days, I just feel it burning inside, and it's just like I just want to let it out, and that's, man, like I don't know, just.
Yes, so good. Give it up. Come on. What other kid? Come on. You have a testimony. God did something. Come on. Jack, come on up here. Jack is one of my kids. He's actually from Hawaii, but they grew up here. Come on, Jack. His mama actually works right alongside of me in Embrace Women's Ministry. Jack, what is something that God did this week?
So I wasn't an ember. I was just a coal. And I feel like throughout these 3 days, I've had a really great team. I've had some really great people pray over me, and I feel like that fire has been relit inside of me. And now I'm back.
Yay! Come on! Love you, Jack. Love you. Come on, one girl. I need one girl that's gonna share something that God did in her life. Come on, one girl. Come here. Right here on the end. What is something that the Lord did? What is one testimony, quickly?
The Lord has, he's just told me things that even I felt like that I was failing as just a human being in different areas, and he's told me that I'm not failing. And he also has just shown me that in one of the songs we were singing, he showed me Jesus engulfed in flames, yet I can still see this flaming eyes.
So awesome. So awesome. And this is just a few of the testimonies of what God is burning inside of these young people and all of us. See, I want that burning. I'm going to be really honest. I've poured out this last season. Man, we've been running hard. And I said, Jesus, I want your burning flame. I want that passion. I want your presence to overflow. But we've got to not just keep it to ourselves. We've got to go to the lost. There are so many lost people. And one of those scriptures that I always cling to in Jude 1, it says, keep being compassionate to those who still have doubts and snatch others out of the fire to save them. Do you see that picture? It says snatch them out. It doesn't mean like, hey, how you doing? Like, what's going on? You want to come? No, it's pursue them. Snatch them out because the devil is coming after them. But you know what? I end with this, and worship team, you can head on up there. All these things are great to keep flaming hot for Jesus, but the most important thing, and I end with this, is you have to be filled with fire. You have to be filled with the Holy Spirit and fire. I want you to read this with me in Acts 2. I know you know it, but let it be fresh tonight. Something new tonight, like you've never read it before, when it says, on the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Close your eyes. I want you to just imagine this. Ask God to give you a fresh download of this scripture. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like a roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Holy Spirit gave them ability. In Acts 1:8, it says, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." I believe tonight the Holy Spirit wants to set you ablaze afresh. Maybe some of you are in ministry. Some of you are pastors or ministers or life group leaders or whatever you are, but you need a fresh fire of the Holy Ghost to burn in your life. He wants to do it tonight. God asks us to set the world on fire. Hallelujah. And last night I talked about Peter. I know most of you weren't here, but how Peter was called. Peter denied Jesus and then Jesus restored Peter. But I didn't share last night, the most important thing is on the day of Pentecost, Peter was there. And when he got filled with the Holy Spirit, he went out and he began to preach to thousands and thousands and thousands of people about what Jesus did in him. Where a few days earlier, come on, he was around a fire with three women and he denied Jesus. What was the difference, young people? It was he got filled with the Holy Spirit. You cannot do what God's called you to do without getting baptized, without getting filled, without getting empowered. I can't do what I do without the Holy Spirit. You might say, oh, wow, she can preach, she can do it. I am nobody. I was a young girl many years ago who was hungry for the Holy Spirit. I was desperate for a touch from him because I had nothing. I had no background, no ministry. I had a family that was pretty screwed up, but I was hungry. Are you hungry tonight to be filled with the Holy Spirit and with power, to be baptized? Maybe some of you are in here tonight, you've never been baptized. With the evidence of speaking in tongues, that language, that heavenly language. I pray in tongues all the time because I don't have the English words to say what's going on in here. I begin to intercede in the spirit and it begins to take me to a new level. You say, Pastor Shannon, how do you prophesy? I begin to pray in the Holy Ghost and then I just take a leap of faith and I begin to say what God is showing me and I just have to say, just do it afraid. Some of you are gonna have to do it afraid tonight. Some of you, God is speaking to you about taking leaps of faith. So tonight, I hope that our cry can be this. Everyone look at me before I hand it over to Pastor Daniel. And we're gonna come back and we're gonna pray for every person and just get ready. But may this be your prayer. Lord, I want to burn way beyond this moment. I want to burn for a lifetime. To me, success is not that I preach good at a four-day conference. To me, my measure of success is, will you serve God the rest of your life? That's what I'm praying for, is that you burn for God, and there'll be moments where it's just an ember. But then you gotta know, you gotta fan into flame. You gotta do what I told you to do. Get in the word, get around people, get around the Holy Ghost in power. Fan into flame, use your gifts. Some of you adults, you've stopped serving because you got burnt out. God says, fan into flame the gift of God inside of you. God is stirring up a new work. So get ready because tonight, God is wanting to show up with fresh fire and fresh power.
Well, I hope you were encouraged by God's word. Thank you again for listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. God bless you. For more great content, go to kcalaska.com and may God's face shine upon you and give you peace.